John chapter 2, from verse 17 to verse 22. The reaction to Jesus clearing the temple. It divides into two. His disciples and the Jews all saw Christ with the whip, overthrowing the tables, clearing out the beasts and the racketeers, clearing the temple. His disciples remembered that it is written, "The zeal for your house will consume me." That's their reaction. They remember the scriptures. They remember Psalm 69 and verse 9. They see in Christ a walking embodiment, as it were, a fulfillment of the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant brought to life. They see the prophecies fulfilled in Christ. Of course, it's all dim to them at the moment. But they're beginning to see in the Christ the one who will fulfill the Old Covenant. They see him, as it were, as walking scripture. They see him with the zeal for the clearing of the temple, the cleansing of the temple. They see the fulfillment of this psalm. The Jews, the hostile Jews, and they were hostile, demanded of him, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this? We want to know what is your right to cleanse this temple." They had no thoughts for the rights and wrongs of the racketeers, the money changers, the intrigue, the cheating, the carnality that was going on in the temple. That was not their concern. Who gave this man the right to cleanse the temple? What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this? And Jesus then, in this answer to this hostile accusation and confrontation, he sets out the glorious doctrine that we have here from verse 19 to verse 22. Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." So we have these two reactions. The disciples who are learning of Christ, seeing in his actions, hearing in his words, Nathanael, for example, the others too, listening to him, the miracle at Cana, the turning the water into wine, and now this. They're learning, they're seeing that he is indeed far more than just any man. And now this glorious statement, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." All these things are beginning to tell on them, and they're learning. And the picture is building up of this glorious person that they've come to know. The others, though, the majority, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority, are angry with Christ, bitter at Christ, rebellious, argumentative, hostile, refusing him. And in the middle of it all, Jesus gives this remarkable, glorious statement, full of significance and importance: "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." The reaction to that, well, the Jews replied. They took him literally to refer to the destruction of the temple buildings. And they will use it again at his trial to bring him down and to destroy him, as they say. The Jews, taking this literally, challenge him about the building and the destruction of the temple. But the temple, verse 21, he had spoken of was his body. Now this is John understanding this sometime later and writing it down for us to learn by. At the time, they had not realized. It's explained in verse 22, after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Then they understood, then they grasped it. He was speaking about his own body. hanging on the cross, dying, bleeding for sinners, wounded for sinners, crucified for sinners, buried, and then raised again. Destroy this body of mine, and I will raise it again in 3 days. But why did he say temple? Because he's laying down a marker here, which John understands, looking back after all these events. And he sees that Jesus is the temple in the new covenant. That is what's going on here. It's not simply clearing the temple of clutter here. Jesus, in fact, bringing the temple to an end by his death and by his resurrection. When he died, the veil of the temple was torn down from top to bottom by God. An illustration, again, of this, that Jesus is the new temple. He is the new way to God. The temple was of massive importance in the Old Covenant. It's where God reigned. It's where God dwelt among his people. It's where God administered his law, the priest's sacrifice, the worship of God. It was the very center of the Jewish system, the Israel system, God among his people. But Jesus said that this temple would be destroyed, not one stone would be left upon another. He ended it all with the Old Covenant in the fulfillment of it in his death and resurrection. Fulfilling the Old Covenant, bringing in the new. He is the temple in the new covenant. God meeting with his people there. God receiving their worship. God washing away their sins. He, Christ, the great high priest. He, the great sacrifice. He, the altar. He, the Lamb of God. This temple was cleansed at the Feast of Passover. All symbolic. And John will work this principle out in the rest of his gospel. Christ is the temple. He is the apparatus of the temple. It's where God will meet with sinners, will meet with his people. He makes his people into priests too, the priesthood of all believers. But Christ alone offered the one great sacrifice. All this will be made clear after the resurrection, in the resurrection, by the Spirit revealing it to them. The Spirit will bring back to their minds, the apostles, all these facts, all these experiences. Then they believe the scripture and the words that Jesus has spoken. What a combination, the scripture and the words that Jesus has spoken. What a powerful statement this is. Scripture, Christ's words, equated here, linked together here, and he the temple, and all centering in the Christ and his resurrection. No wonder the Acts of the Apostles records that the early preachers concentrated on this great point. God raised him from the dead. He is the great sign. What sign will you give us? The resurrection. And so it stands today, my friend. The resurrection of Christ. Unbeliever, you have to face the resurrection of Christ. You can try and explain it away. The Jews did. Men have ever since. But the fact remains, Christ was dead, he was buried, and he was raised again. The evidence is overwhelming. Who is this man? Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days. What is your reaction to the resurrection of Christ? You have to face it. You cannot put it one side. The atheist has to face it. Christ was crucified, buried, dead, but he was raised again. Within the 3 days. There are those who believe. There are those who see in the Christ their all in all. The temple, the priest, the sacrifice, the way to God. Emmanuel, God with us. What do you think of Christ? Do you believe him, receive him, welcome him as Savior and Lord? If not, then you will face him as judge. The Jews demanded of him. The disciples remembered and pondered and thought and perceived and understood and believed. And John said, I'm writing these things so that you may go on believing. Oh, brother and sister, go on believing, rejoicing in the fact that Christ is your all in all. He is your temple, priest, sacrifice, altar. He is your way to God. He is all in all. He is the Lamb of God. But of course, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah also. Unbeliever, receive this Christ, or you will perish under his wrath. The Jews replied, snarling at him, sneering at him. But the disciples recalled, and they believed, they remembered. And of course they served and loved and worshipped because they trusted him. What is it for you, my friend? Will you receive this Jesus now? Will you receive him as your all in all? I hope and pray it may be so. I plead with you. Look at this man. Think upon this man. Ponder this man. Weigh this man. Come to terms with this man. Above all, come to faith in him and trust him.